everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the July 25th, 2024 episode of FreePod. As always, we're proud to bring you this short, weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hi, and I'm Alan Wenzel. And now let's get started on the news you've been missing. In Freeport City news, Locust Avenue, from South Street to Lincoln Boulevard, got a fresh asphalt overlay last weekend. And work on miscellaneous projects along Locust Avenue will continue for the next couple of weeks to ensure a complete reopening of the street before school starts. Street and forestry crews responded to 50 calls during last week's storm on July 16th. At the height of the storm, over 3,700 customers were without power in the city of Freeport. Now, there won't be any citywide storm cleanup this time, although residents may take their woody yard waste to Timber Industries at 2133 South Walnut Avenue. In other tree-related news, ComEd is now conducting vegetation management activities around Freeport over the next several weeks. If they are planning a visit to your property, they will notify you with a statement of what types of activities are planned and will provide you with contact information for any concerns that you may have. The city has a map on their website at www.cityoffreeport.org of all of the areas that are scheduled for maintenance. Now, the city website will also have information on the types of trees that are appropriate for you to plant around power lines. And this may be of interest to you since planting season for most types of trees will be coming up this fall. A more detailed URL that includes the map will be included in the script for this newscast, so check that out on our website, www.freepod.org.
Also in citywide news, Greater Freeport Partnership is once again organizing a citywide cleanup event. The focus will be on picking up litter, pulling weeds, and making neighborhoods look good. You can sign up to help anytime during the cleanup, which will take place from July 29 through August 4th. That's next Monday through the following weekend. And volunteers are welcome, either singly or in groups. You can work as long as you want on whatever days you choose. Cleanup kits are available at the office at 110 West Main from 8 to 5. So call Greater Freeport Partnership for more information. Help along with the cleaning. It's 815-233-1350.
The Freeport Art Museum Mini Masterpieces exhibit begins next Friday, August 2nd, and continues through Saturday, August 24th. The museum is joining forces with Momentum Art Guild Summer Exhibition for this every other year fundraiser, and it will begin with an extraordinary night of art on August 2nd from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. at the Freeport Art Museum, 121 North Harlem Avenue in Freeport. Lynn, I don't know if you've ever had experience with mini masterpieces, but this is a very unique exhibition. It features donated works from talented local, regional, and international artists that measure 6 inches by 6 inches or less. And these mini masterpieces are also for sale with competitive bids, all starting at $25. Now, most of the works sell before the silent auction ends at 7:30 p.m. the night of the opening, but will remain on display through the end of the exhibit on August 24th. The Momentum Art Guild is a regional organization dedicated to enhancing interest in the visual arts and supporting the development of individual artists. The Momentum Art Guild members always deliver an eclectic exhibition of pieces that showcase a wide range of amazing talent in our area. So don't miss this exciting evening of art and join us at the Freeport Art Museum and support the artists and the museum on Friday night, August 2nd, from 5 to 7 p.m.
On the other hand, Mort's Bar and Grill on Chicago Avenue downtown is celebrating 40 years of business this Saturday, July 27th. Now, I remember going to Mort's for lunch many moons ago when I worked downtown at Microplant 2. They had good burgers. Since its beginning as Morton Saints in 1984, this family business continues to be a downtown mainstay and a popular destination. For their anniversary on Saturday, there will be live music all day with acoustic act Dave Schmidt starting at noon, local favorite Jukebox Baby playing at 4, and to end the night, DJ Dom will be playing favorites starting at 8. Josh Elliott and Dan Murley of Zealous Tattoo Shop will be set up to give Mort's-themed flash tattoos, and local race car driver Noah Eisenhower and his team will have their car on display. Now, Alan, this one's for you. If you're really hungry and up to the challenge, you can be part of the inaugural Mort's Cheeseburger Eating Contest. Cash prizes, or we'll see. You can just enjoy the cheeseburgers and other famous menu items at your own pace anytime all day. So join Mort's Bar and Grill on Saturday the 27th for their 40th year celebration.
You know, Lynn, Mort's is one of my favorite spots for lunch. I may not enter the cheeseburger eating contest, but I do wish all the gang down at Mort's a wonderful anniversary. Congratulations. Freeport resident William Brown is working with the City of Freeport and other local groups to organize an anti-gun violence peace march on Saturday, August 3rd. The event will feature residents speaking on the impact of gun violence and sharing personal local stories. Freepod and Tim Beck 2 host Tim Connors sat down recently with William to learn more about the event.
I am proud to be here with William Brown, who is the founder of High Hope Freeport. William, welcome.
Thank you. I'm ecstatic to be here, grateful for the opportunity.
So, William, there are a lot of great things that you're doing in this town that are going to be taking place in this town. But I guess to give everybody just a little bit of an idea, why are you here in Freeport, William?
So, actually, to understand that, you have to look back into my background. I did 22 and a half years in prison for first degree murder, a crime which I didn't commit. After some legislation was passed and Governor Pritzker commuted my sentence, my wife is here, right? So my wife is my high school sweetheart. We dated as freshmen and we reconnected while I was in prison trying to get my case reversed. And we kind of walked it out. She supported me, you know, mentally and helped with the things that I was doing. We ultimately got married in 2015. And once Governor Pritzker commuted my sentence in 2020, I came down here to where my wife was and established life here.
Well, fabulous. That is wonderful. Thank you for being here. And thank you for High Hope Freeport. Tell me a little bit about what is High Hope Freeport?
So High Hope, the idea for High Hope, to give you a background on that, is more than anything, controlling the narrative, right? So what High Hope Freeport focuses on is intervening in gun violence, things that perpetuated the environment that created, and ultimately getting those who participate in it or who are not educated exactly about what it is, get educated, as well as preventive and active measures, and kind of addressing all the root causes that causes gun violence. So being a participant of gun violence as a young guy, as a teenager, coming up in the system, I was in DCFS when I was 2 years old. And the idea of High Hope is created from the narrative that someone else placed on me. I was an at-risk youth or at-risk child or poverty stricken. And these were things that I was hearing when I was 7 years old. That was a description given of me. And that kind of controlled the narrative. You paint or put something in the kid's mind about how you view them or how society views them. And eventually it sticks with them. So if I'm at risk, ultimately I got two destinations, prison or death. So if I control the narrative and say, when I look at you, I see High Hope, regardless of your environment, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of the community that you grew up in, your parents, your family, regardless of any of that, when I see you, I see High Hope. And that is where the idea of High Hope Freeport came from.
That is wonderful. William, there is a march that is coming up in Freeport, and you are leading this, and I am very excited about this opportunity for you. Could you tell everybody about this march?
So this march is an anti-gun violence peace march, as some of us are aware. So I've been here in Freeport a little over 4.5 years since I was released, but upon my immediate release, I went to school at the University of Illinois to finish getting a couple of business certificates and some psychological certificates that I had started taking when I was in prison. And I was able, while I was down there, to meet with another guy who was incarcerated with me. And we started our own nonprofit down there to address gun violence in Champaign, Urbana. So while those things was going on, I was coming back and forth home, and I was noticing that it wasn't, gun violence was going on here, but it wasn't at the peak in the places that I was in, Champaign, Urbana, Chicago. But I took notice of it. And one of the things that I shared at that time was, excuse me, for everything COVID stopped, COVID didn't stop gun violence, right? So as more and more I paid attention to it, and my partner and I had different visions on how to pursue our mission, the uptick in violence continued here over the years. So it was like, okay, well, I need to bring this to the place I call home. Like, I know most Freeportians who have lived here know the town and all that, but for me, it's a breath of fresh air. It's my safe space. So places that I can bring my grandkids are in Chicago. They can't ride their bikes in Chicago, but I can have them ride them in Freeport. So as I seen more and more gun violence uptick, it was like, okay, I have to bring this to my safe space, to my community as a Freeportian. And that is what I'm trying to do now.
So when is this march going to be? Where is it going to start? And I'm going to give you a third question along with it. How can people walk in it?
So the march will be August 3rd. We will start at Main and Adams. I forget the name of the building that all the Freeportians are telling me.
Is it the Germania?
The Germania.
All right, there we go, the Germania.
So we'll be out about a lot there. So it will start there, and it will just be a gathering. Some few speakers will speak. Then we will begin the march. We have a route that we are taking, which the partnership is sharing a route. I'm going to publish some more stuff about the route. But ultimately, during the route, we will stop at certain places. Excuse me, and certain mothers of children who's been lost with gun violence will speak briefly on their loss and the impact.
Will they be at the area where their child was gunned down, or
one of them will? For the other mother and some of the other ones, it was to be at that location, but being in the streets will suffice enough for them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we will ultimately end at the Ferguson Pavilion on Douglas. A lot of people may see it. Music on Chicago, the Pavilion. I heard a lot of names for right? Behind the post office. But we ultimately, we want to have a gigantic balloon release, acknowledging all those that we've lost to gun violence, the impact that it's had, a moment of silence. We will have a prayer over our community. And sit and gather. We intend to have resources, maybe trauma services, wraparound services for family, job referral services, as many resources as we can provide with those who I've collaborated with, which is the city, United Way, of course, the Greater Partnership, you all now. and I am the creator of the event, but it's being sponsored by Faith Center. And we collaborated with a lot of people that sit on a committee that the mayor and city manager Rob Moyer organized. So our hope is for it to be a very impactful event, as well as long lasting. It's not an event that I want to continue to have because I don't want to use any more lives, but for me it's a launch to the future programs that I want to bring to the community, as well as honoring and acknowledging the lives that have been lost.
So, William, what time is this going to start?
So the march is, we intend to start at 10, but we encourage people to be out at 10. I mean, we intend to start at 10:30. We encourage people to be out at, you know, 10:20, 10:15, because we know a lot of people may not want to walk. The route is a little over a mile, so it's exercise as well. And if they don't want to walk the route, they can just meet us at the pavilion and be there already. But it should start at 10:30 and we should be marching within 10:45. And we're going to march through some of what I identify as the High Hope neighborhoods where it go through, as well as the downtown area, and ultimately have a celebration of life at the Ferguson Pavilion.
Just amazing and outstanding. High Hope Freeport has other events that are going to be taking place. There are other opportunities. There are other, I guess, solid informational things for people in this community. Why don't you tell us a little bit about those?
So that's kind of like why we want to bring the resource hub, so to speak, to the pavilion at the end of the march. So coming for How Hope Freeport, which is mine, and once my nonprofit is fully established, hopefully to have a program at the Boys and Girls Club called The Awakening, which is deals with gun violence, the impact of gun violence, the true interrupters to gun violence, as well as a mentoring program for the youth. And right now I'm just building with other concerned community activists or community people to build a good mentoring program.
So William, I guess I'll finish off with this question to you. Do you see a positive light in this town when it comes to decreasing or maybe seeing gun violence disappear in your safe area in Freeport?
Without question. I've done it, but I don't like to classify Freeport as a small town, because if you look at the demographics of it, and I'm often outside a lot, it's a melting pot. Like if you look, and then if you look at certain things, certain nonprofits that are active, Operation Love and things like those, you see people helping people, right? The things that the partnership do, or the other actual nonprofits that's out here putting in the work boots on the ground, that's people helping one another. That's the community loving on the community. And in that, how do you not see a pathway to that? Because that is the majority, not the minority, the majority of Freeportians helping Freeportians and building up and out. So it's always going to be light when you see so much positivity going on.
Well, the march is going to be August 3rd.
Yes, sir.
10:30 is the march. You need to get down there at 10 o'clock. For those of you that have been a part of Freeport for many years, it's where the Germania used to be. I wish still was, but it's just the lot now. At 10 o'clock, get down there.
What, 10:20?
Or 10:20. Yeah. 10:20, there's going to be about a mile long walk. Great exercise. Powerful exercise, not only with our heart, but also with our mind. And then it will end at Art in the Park, where there will be so many opportunities for everybody. William, I appreciate you being here. This is High Hope Freeport. Do you have a website yet?
No, I am building everything out. So I guess I'm going to give another shout out to the partnership. So I went through base camp in a partnership. Even though I've been a CEO of my own organization, I just wanted to catch up because I was out of work a little while. I mean, out of touch. So through base camp, I've reestablished another nonprofit, my own nonprofit. And so we're building up and out, and everything should be finalized next month.
So it's sponsored by Faith Center.
Yeah, Faith Center.
Partnership, City of Freeport, all of these groups are helping with this.
United Way, Salvation Army will be serving, and more than anything, concerned community members.
Concerned community members, which we all need to be. August 3rd, 10:30, march to get rid of gun violence, not only in our community, but everywhere. William, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for the opportunity.
The Anti-Gun Violence Peace March will kick off at the corner of Main and Adams Streets at 10:30 a.m. on Saturday, August 3rd. We hope our listeners will support this event.
On a different but related subject, you can get a good book and help a good cause by supporting the annual Voices Book Nook Summer Half Price Sale coming up from August 1st through the 10th. Proceeds benefit the services offered by Voices of Stevenson County to survivors of domestic and sexual violence. The organization serves nearly 800 survivors and their families every year. According to Book Nook manager Diane Leverton, the summer half-price sale is one of three major sales in the year. It features gently used hardcover and paperback books, DVDs, records, puzzles, and books on CDs. Some rare and collectible books are also available. A silent auction of vintage magazines, prints, albums, and historical books is already open. The auction includes a package of Beatles albums and books, a rare signed album by a local group, the Nomads, a signed NASCAR magazine, and a sealed set of Little House on the Prairie books. Leverton reminds the public that though cash donations are always accepted, no donations of books or other materials will be accepted until the sale is over. The Voices Book Nook is in the Lincoln Mall on West Galena. Hours are from 10 to 4, Monday through Saturday, and 10 to 7 on Thursdays. For more information on the sale, please contact the Voices of Stevenson County Book Nook at 815-821-2665.
Freeport Cruise Night, a very popular late summer event, returns to downtown Freeport on Saturday, August 10th, with a car show, commercial vendors, food vendors, a burnout contest, and the traditional parade of vintage cars. Show cars will be on display during cruise night in the municipal lot along Douglas Street, east lot at the corner of Adams and Stevenson Street, with additional parking on Stevenson Street. Reserve parking spaces are still available for the east lot for $12 and can be purchased online at greaterfreeport.com/events. Parking spots will also be for sale the day of the event for $10 on a first-come, first-served basis. Now, registration for the ever-popular burnout contest and other special activities will be on-site before each event begins. As one of the original and few remaining true cruises, the Freeport Cruise Night will begin its extended route through Freeport at 7 p.m., and the day will end with a band performing at the Ferguson Freeport Arts Plaza. We'll have more details about Freeport Cruise Night in our next newscast, so stay tuned. Again, Freeport Cruise Night on Saturday, August 10th. Start up your old cars and get down to the cruise night.
Many of you are probably looking forward to the opening ceremony of the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. That's tomorrow. And in case you didn't know, there are some interesting Freeport connections to past Olympics. Carl Kane played on America's 1956 Olympic basketball team. As a pretzel, he was a member of our 1951 state championship team and was in the Olympics after playing for the Iowa Hawkeyes in college. Mark Hollis, who grew up in Freeport, was in the 2008 and 2012 Olympic trials for pole vaulting and competed in the 2015 Pan American Games. Hollis' father was pastor of the Nazarene Church in Freeport, and a link to Mark's Wikipedia page is in the script for this podcast. And we also have a shout-out to Emily Infeld, who competed in the 2016 Olympic 10,000-meter track event. Emily's father, Michael Infeld, graduated from Freeport High School, and though the family was living in Ohio when Emily was born, we'll claim her since her dad was also a pretzel. A link to Emily's Wikipedia page is also in the script. And finally, in 1980, Catherine Bohan Green competed in the women's Olympic swimming team for her native Ireland. Catherine is the wife of retired Freeport High School English teacher Alan Green. Her events in the 80 Olympics were the 100 and 200-meter breaststroke and the 400-meter medley. So, back up to date, the 2024 Paris Olympics will be broadcast on television from the opening ceremony tomorrow night through Sunday, August 11th. And don't forget, the Stevenson County Fair that opened this week runs through Saturday at the fairground. A full list of all the attractions and scheduled events can be found at StevensonCountyFair.org.
And as we look at the week ahead, there are still great outdoor music events coming up. This week's Music Under the Stars concert in Cray Park will present the Freeport Early Jazz Society, conducted by Bill Peterson, Sunday night at 7 p.m. And next week, South Paul Stance performs for Music at the Bates Square on Thursday, August 1st at 6:30. And Music on Chicago returns Friday night, August 2nd, featuring Boogie and Yo-Yos with DJ Cup. And finally, next Wednesday morning, the movie at the Lindo Theater is Migration, an animated 2023 film about a family of ducks trying to convince their overprotective father to go on the vacation of a lifetime. It will screen at 10 a.m. on July 31st. Admission is only $2. Doors open at 9 a.m. for entertainment and games. And by the way, one auditorium in the theater will be dedicated for guests who may need more freedom to talk and move around than a traditional cinema setting allows. So don't miss next Wednesday, July 31st, The Wednesday morning movie at the Lindell will be Migration.
As we close, Alan, do you want to fill us in on next Tuesday's in-depth interview?
Sure. Next Tuesday, July 30th at noon, you will hear an interview by FreePod host Tim Connors, who's speaking with Nick Namio, the Freeport High School girls soccer coach, foodie, and pickleball guru, who will be talking about the growing popularity of pickleball. So tune in next Tuesday, July 30th at noon, to hear Tim's conversation with Nick Namio.
And with that, time's up for this week, but tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans and progress, area rewards and recognition, and more. And as we say each week, FreePod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons, reporters, and editors for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland. Thank you, Team FreePod. Again, I'm Lynn Fever here with Alan Wenzel. We hope you'll check back next week for more of the news you've been missing. Thanks for listening.